And for me, it's a great privilege and honor to be here and to be at Resurrection Bible Church. Like your pastor Peter said, I've known him for over 20 years, and it's great to be with this church. And I want to speak to you. I'm going to go into the Word in a little bit. But I want to just speak to you what I feel, what I saw a vision from the Lord. And I saw that many of you in the last months have gone through great trauma and have gone through a lot of testing, like you've never gone through in your lives before. Because God is doing a birthing. He is doing something inside of you, and there's been a lot of pain. There's been a lot of testing, and God is speaking to you that he wants to put in you a strength and a fortitude by his Spirit that you've never walked in, that you're going to walk in now. Because this church is assigned by God to do mighty things in this region. And God is going to call this man and his wife and his family here for no reason at all. God has a kingdom purpose, a kingdom agenda. And so what he wants you to do today is he wants all the leaders, all the people to align themselves with God's kingdom agenda for your life. There's going to be a move of the Holy Spirit here. The power of God is going to come down. The favor of God is going to come down. The blessing of God is going to come down. But before all of that happens, you have to align yourself with God's presence, with his vision, in prayer and fasting, in believing God that he's going to do a breakthrough. I believe that this has been a ground where churches have come, churches have gone, churches have failed. But this church has a divine assignment, and this church will not fail. And the assignment over this church to bring forth a powerful move of God in this region is going to come forth upon you, and God is going to give you strength. He's going to show you your destiny. He's going to give you vision. He's going to put on the inside of you what he has called you to do. And so what God wants to do in you, and this is what I believe that God has called this church to be, an apostolic and a prophetic church. And as a prophetic church, you are open to hear God's voice. You're open to see visions that he's going to show you from heaven, and he's going to give you from his hand. And so the Lord is going to pour out his Spirit, pour out his presence, pour out his power over this church to bring you into a place of healing, bring you into a place of strength, bring you into a place of intimacy with him, bring you in a place where you're rooted and grounded. Because the Lord showed me a lot of this trauma that you've gone through, that the devil is trying to uproot people. But the Lord wants you to put your roots down. He wants you to put your roots down. He wants you to get discipled and get prepared and get ready in this house. Because this is a house of training. This is a house of preparation. This is a house where God is going to move in a powerful way to raise up a powerful group of leaders. And I'm speaking to you right now that God's going to heal your insides. And he's going to heal the wounds upon your heart. He's going to break the rejection. He's going to break the fear. He's going to break the pain. He's going to take it off of you. And he's speaking of fresh winds, a fresh fire of the Holy Spirit that's coming on you now. And he's speaking over you. There's a season of grace and favor, and the desert is over. And he showed me there's a physical healing going on in your body right now. So he's fixing the valves. He's fixing the arteries. He's fixing what has been broken, what has been twisted. He's fixing it. And he's speaking to you. I'm adding many years on your life that the devil has tried to take off. And I'm speaking strength. I'm speaking power. I'm speaking my presence. I'm speaking my favor over your life. The Lord showed me that you had a lot of clutter and financial burdens, and there's things that you said. You threw up your hands. God, I give up if you don't do a miracle. And God says, I'm going to do a miracle. I'm going to push it all out of the way. And I'm going to bring breakthrough. I speak breakthrough over your life. I speak the power of God, the glory of God, his presence ascending and descending over you. Yo hablo sobre ti, I speak over you, that you are a woman of prayer, an intercession. And I speak you grabbing hold of the Spirit of God like you've never grabbed hold of him before. And what has been taken away from you is going to be restored completely. Fresh wind, fresh fire. Fresh Holy Spirit. And I'm going to move that mountain. And I'm going to push it out of the way. And I speak over you the anxiety broken, the fear broken, the despair broken. I am with this couple. I'm with their children. I'm with their family. I'm with them. I'm going to bring forth a peace over them. In Jesus' name. God is moving by the Spirit. And as you just heard me minister, I minister differently than many other ministers that you have heard before, because when God speaks to me and he tells me to prophesy, I prophesy. When he tells me to pray for someone for healing, I pray for somebody for healing. I hear the sound of the wind. And as the wind blows and I hear the sound, I obey God's voice. And God speaks to me and tells me what to say and what to do. And so in our lives, we have to allow for the Holy Spirit to interrupt our agenda, our lives, in order to be fully equipped and obedient to what he wants us to do in walking in our destiny. Amen? So I want you to turn to your Bibles to two portions of Scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting with verse 3 to verse 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down all imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought and making obedience to Christ. And have the readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Then in Ephesians chapter 6,
starting with verse 11.
Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers. So in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and be the power of his might. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having the loins girded with the belt of truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the shoes of the gospel of peace. And after all, taking the shield of faith, that you be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with the Spirit, in the Spirit, and with supplication in the Spirit, and watching with all perseverance in supplication for all the saints, and for me, that the utterance may be given, that I may open my mouth boldly to make the mystery of the gospel known. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your words. I thank you, God, that you're raising up a strong church. And I speak in Jesus' name right now, the power of God would just come forth. I thank you for Pastor Peter, his wife, his family. I thank you for them. I thank you, God, for the leaders in this church. I thank you, God, for everybody that you brought here. And Father, right now, I ask for a strengthening. I ask for equipping. I ask, Lord, that you would break every bondage off your people. They break every addiction, every bondage off your people. Bring your people into a place that they are ready to engage the enemy. And I speak in the name of Jesus, the presence of God, the power of God, the favor of God over this church, over these people. And I give you all praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. So the title of my message is How to Be Strong in the Lord. And I believe that God's ultimate goal is to raise up a type of Christian, a type of leader that is a person who is ready to engage the powers of darkness and is not afraid to go into the enemy's territory and build the kingdom in every level of society. And so what God wants to raise up is he wants to bring you into a place to make you a type of freedom fighter, a type of kingdom assassin that is going to come forth, and that you're going to believe that you're going to dominate and kill and destroy the powers of Satan. And so God wants to bring you into that place. And a lot of us say, like, I'm just trying to survive. I'm just trying to be able to get up in the morning. You're talking about conquering? You're talking about the power of God? You're talking about destroying? You're talking about annihilating Satan? I'm just trying to survive. I just need enough word to today to make my life positive. We have to really understand the days that we live in, okay? And if we understand that, if you could just see this world, all that has gone forth this year, all the shootings, all the hurricanes, disasters, and all the things that are going on in this world. And so a lot of us are just like we are in this spiritual cloud where we just say, oh God, isn't it just so great? I'm blessed and highly favored. But when the day of evil comes, and when everything could go wrong, goes wrong, you live in a place where you're not ready for it. You're not prepared for it. And you're in a place where you're not understanding of the equipment that God has given you. And the weapons God has given you. So God wants to bring you to a place that you really understand and know what your weapons are and how to put on your armor. And if you can really understand that, and a lot of people, they read these scriptures in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we all think of these scriptures as the personal scriptures. My personal verses. But these scriptures were not just personal verses, talking about the church doing war against the powers and principalities of darkness. And so before we can get into a place where we're engaged, we need to have the personal victories that comes forth. So God wants to make you, he wants to make me strong in the Lord. He wants to make me filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with his power, clothed with his might. And so when you come into that place where you understand the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, they're mighty. I have mighty weapons that can come into a place where there's no peace, where there's confusion, where there's chaos, and I can bring forth peace, and I can bring forth a breaker's anointing, and I can break the powers of darkness, and I can see the captives free. I can see the addictive set free. I can see a move of God come forth. I can see his power and his glory come forth, because when I understand who I am and what weapons that I have, there is great power that's released. And I understand that I'm coming into a place where it's not just when it says taking captive every thought and making obedience to the knowledge of God. It's not just personal. It's not just when I have a negative thought, I'm going to switch it into a positive one, that my mind's a revolving door. But I can come into a place and I can disarm the negativity. I can shift the atmosphere. I can come into the place and shift the negative atmosphere and bring a positive one. And so when you understand the weapons that you have in God, and you understand the armor, and you understand these things, there is a position and there's a strength that comes from that. So I'm speaking to people right now that he is about to position you. He is about to place you. He is about to put you in the place of his strength, the place of his favor, the place of his glory. He wants to break the spirit of fear off of you. And he wants you to come into a place of faith and power. So when I understand that any thought that is intimidating, you can't do it, you're a failure, that is broken off. And I can come into a place and I know that God's going to move. And I know that his presence and his power move, because it's not me, it's him. That I'm walking in the strength of his might. I'm walking in the power of his presence, that I can cast down every imagination, every thought, and make it obedient to the knowledge of God. And I can bring forth the powers of the power of God, and I can bring forth light, and I can set the captives free. And so when you understand, anointing is on you as a Christian. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, has anointed you to preach the good news to the poor, to proclaim the recovering of the sight of the blind, to heal the brokenhearted, and to proclaim the favorable, acceptable year of the Lord. And when you understand what you're called to do, there's a positioning of strength that comes upon you. So that's part of the whole thing. If you understand what you're called to do, God gave you your job. God gave you your family. God put you as a position, as a prophetic voice, wherever you are. He's positioned you. He's put you in that place. That when you understand that, there is a strength that comes within you. Then you understand, wow, he put me as a prophetic voice. And also, he's given me weapons. And these weapons that he's given me are not carnal. They're mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. And I'm telling you that there are curses in this region over people, over businesses, over the region of sickness, poverty, death, cancer. When you understand power you have in him, there's the ability to pull those things down, and there's the ability to bring forth the knowledge of God, the presence of God, the power of God. I just came back from Cuba last week, and so you're in a nation that's completely communist, that the church has been oppressed for more than 60 years under Castro's rule. And so even despite all of this, despite of the fact that many Christians have been murdered there, many Christians have gone through, many pastors have gone through their church being destroyed by the government, the type of structures of churches they have in Cuba. They don't have walls. They just have it's a little cement, slab of cement, and they have a like a tin roof of ceiling, and that's all they have. And the average Cuban makes $20 a month. And so, but there is in the church such a hunger for God, such a fire for God. And yet, many times, they don't even know the strongholds that have been released against the church in Cuba. But when we were in Cuba, what we did was we broke and we tore down strongholds. And torn down the strongholds that have been up there for 60 years, and we prayed and we fasted and we took them into a place of identification, repentance, where they repented of curses that were on that island for years. And there was a breaking. There was a move of God. There was a visible presence of God that was happening there. And it was very powerful. And I'm telling you that there's going to be a new regime in Cuba that's going to be raised up. And God is going to move in Cuba in a powerful way, in a mighty way. But what is going to happen right now in Cuba is because of what was done from that spiritual warfare, from the people, from us coming there and breaking the powers of darkness through the strength of the Lord, through his word, through the power of the Spirit. God is going to usher in a new generation of new wineskins in Cuba that are going to bring forth his power, that's going to bring forth his glory. And we're going to see something very powerful. So when we go to these verses in Ephesians, it says to be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. And that is the key, is intimacy with God. When you're intimate with God, you come into a place of strength. You come into a position of strength in him, and you come into a position of standing. And how many people know that the position that God wants you is a standing position? It says, stand. Stand. That we fight not against flesh and flesh and blood and rulers, principalities. But we come into a place where we have to stand against the evil. Stand against the wiles. Many of us are sleeping. Many of us are sitting. There are few Christians. There are few of us that are standing. And a standing position is a position that is offensive. As a position, you're watching. You're waiting. Nothing is going to catch you by surprise. No disaster, nothing that's going to happen to your family is going to catch you by surprise because you're watching. Now, in Paul's time, they knew that their life could be ended at any time. They were not in the position of sleeping. They were not in the position of sitting. They were in the position of standing. They were ready. And they were ready for what God wanted to do. And when you're standing, you're ready to fight. You're ready to defend. You're ready to do what God has called you to do. So I'm telling you that many of us have been guilty of a passive mind. And in our minds, we get bombarded, and we're just in a place that we are so used to being oppressed that that's how we live. But I want to tell you right now that the Spirit of God is breaking the oppression off of the people in this church. I'm breaking the oppression of fear. I'm breaking the oppression of rejection. I'm breaking the oppression of addiction. I'm breaking it off my people. And so my people have to come into a place where they get out from their sleep and they get into a place of being alert, and they get off of the couch and they begin to stand. They're standing. And they're seeking God with all their heart. And they're saying, God, I want to see you move. I know that you have your destiny in the palm of my hand. I know that you want to do a great work in my life. And so when we come into that place where we stand, then we're ready to put the armor of God on. And it says to put the armor of God on because the days are evil. And there is an evil day that's where the day of evil is something where there are times in your life, no matter who you are, where everything that can go wrong is going to go wrong. Where everything in your life that can go wrong in your life will go wrong. But you need to stand against the day of evil. You need to be ready. You need to be in that position of watching and waiting. So right now, before I get into this more, I'm breaking the oppression off of people. I'm breaking it off. I'm speaking it off. I'm speaking the curses. I'm speaking the fears. I'm speaking the abandonment. I'm speaking the loneliness. I'm speaking the pain. Broken off. I'm speaking my people into the place that God has called you to be. So I want you just to raise your hands right now. Raise your hands. This is just a little, this is a time of impartation. Because before you receive this armor, there's an impartation of strength coming to you by the Holy Spirit. As a prophet of God, God has given me the gift to impart to his people. And I impart this strength to Resurrection Bible Church. And I break the spirit of fear. I break the spirit of oppression. I break all the curses of witchcraft, all the curses of demonic powers, of occult over the people in this church. And I cast down and I destroy everything that has come up against the knowledge of God. And right now we surrender ourselves to the intimacy of God. We repent of anything that has stopped us from getting close to you. We repent for addictions. We repent of fear. We repent of iniquity. And I break it off the generations of the families in this church. And I call forth right now, in Jesus' name, an impartation of strength. An impartation of strength. I call forth the Spirit of God to create. I call forth the Spirit of God to break. I call forth the Spirit of God to equip. I call forth the Spirit of God to bring life. I call forth signs and wonders and miracles to flow forth from this church. I call forth the success over the young people in this church. I speak life. I break the powers of fear and sadness. And I speak life and power in your presence. In Jesus' name. There's something happening right now. There's something happening in this church. God is speaking to people right now. He's moving. He's moving. He's shifting things. He's shifting. He's calling people to be strong in the Lord. He's taking you out from the desert. He's taking you out from the isolation. He's taking you out from the pain. He's bringing strength on you. He's bringing peace on you. He's bringing favor on you. He's strengthening you. He's protecting you. He's building you. He says to you, I have the place for you to go. I have the place for you to go. You're not abandoned. You're not left in the Lord. I have the place for you. And I say to you, you're a kind, thoughtful woman. And you're a woman that my eyes have been on for many years. And I say to you, there's a new grace being released upon your life by my hand, says the Lord. The confusion is being broken off of you. The confusion. I will not let you be alone by yourselves. Know that I am a God of order. I'm a God of peace. And I say to you, I'm bringing order. I'm bringing peace. I'm bringing favor from my hand right now. There has been an onslaught against you. There's been an onslaught against you. I'm speaking the power of the accuser silenced now in Jesus' name. I speak your body. I speak your mind. I speak your spirit healed completely in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I have a kingdom assignment over your life to strengthen, to help, and heal many people. And I say to you that there's been a testing like you've never received in your life before over this last 6 months. There's been fire, floods. But I say to you, my favor, my life, my power, I will take this man and I will break him of his pride. And I will do what I need to do in him and through him. Everything is changing. Everything is coming different than it was. The atmosphere is being shifted. I'm speaking to you as a woman of prayer, a woman of faith, a woman of strength. Lay hold of me and know what I'm doing. Do not be afraid. I'm speaking to you. Strength, comfort, grace. When people are about on their deathbed, a grace is given to you. A faith is given to you. A favor from the Lord. So when it says in the Word of God to put on the full armor of God, and you can speak whole sermons out of each part of the armor. But God is speaking right now that I'm going to show you how to pray on the armor. And the first and most important thing in the armor is the last part of the armor, praying in the Spirit. And when you learn how to pray in the Spirit, you can understand and learn how to put the armor on in a daily way. Because when you don't pray in the Spirit, the enemy can attack you in any which way. And you wouldn't know which part of the armor to put on which day he attacks you. But when you're praying in the Spirit, you equip yourself. You're putting on that armor in faith. And I'm speaking to you that there's a spirit of prayer coming on this church. There's a spirit of intercession coming on this church. And as Peter had, as Pastor Peter had said, we both come from this, from the same network, the same church family, and our church family, where we came from, had the spirit of prayer, has the spirit of prayer and intercession. That's how the church was founded. That's how the church was created. So this tight spirit of prayer is in the DNA of this church. And there's a spirit of prayer that God is going to hit this church. God is raising up prophetic intercessors in this church. He's raising up prophetic intercessors that would pray, that will pray, that will pray, that will pray. They is Oren, Dia, la noche, Oren, por espíritu de intercesión sobre ti. The spirit of prayer is over you. When you come in to that spirit of intercession, there's groanings, and there is a knowledge that God is moving, and you don't know what the Spirit is doing. He says, put on the belt of truth. The belt of truth represents the Word of God amidst of false doctrine, amidst of pollution of the Word of God. When Paul was looking at the Roman soldiers, he saw their belt. And their belt was an anchor to hold them. It was like a girdle, it was a rope, and it held them from being flown away. Held them from being flown by any enemy that would come and throw them into flight. The belt would hold them on the ground. And so the Word of God is our belt. And it's the truth that holds us. It's the truth that sets us free. And whenever there's a lie spoken to you, the belt is the one that holds you against that lie, against the deception, against that, against the things that are trying to take you out. You have the belt of truth that holds you and grounds you close. I spent 6 years living in the Dominican Republic. And so one of the things I love about the Dominican Republic is it's the only country that has on the flag the Bible. And the Bible is on the flag. John 8:31 is open in the Bible. And it says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so no matter what deception comes your way, when you know the truth, you're grounded. You're grounded. False doctrine, the powers of witchcraft, the powers that of counterfeiters that come and distort the truth will not sway you, because you are grounded in the truth. Then there is the breastplate of righteousness. You put that breastplate on. And this breastplate is to guard you against attacks, piercings in the heart. The devil is going to tell you that you're not worthy. The devil is going to tell you that you are condemned. But when you have the breastplate of righteousness on, you understand that it's only in him that you have your righteousness, that we're not saved by works. We're only saved by him and knowing him, and he is all our righteousness. And we're complete in him. And also, that breastplate is stained with blood. And that blood is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers and breaks and removes all iniquity, all sin, all curses. It's our breastplate against all curses, against all spells. We have the blood of Jesus to break it. We have the blood of Jesus to cover it. And we have his presence. And then we have the shield of faith. And that shield of faith is a shield to extinguish darts. A lot of you, you have a lot of darts that all of a sudden somebody tells you something that's devastating. And somebody tells you something concerning your self-esteem or about your family, about what's going to happen to you, and it's devastating. But when you have this shield of faith, it extinguishes those darts because you know that no weapon formed against you shall or will prosper. And there is a shield of faith that protects you from the missiles, from the darts that come from the enemy. And when you have that faith, you know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can go forth and go wherever the Lord has called me to go, that the spirit of fear is not going to rule me. I have the shield of faith, and that shield is a breaker. That shield is able to break walls. That shield is able to break barriers. That shield is able to break bondages. And when you carry that shield of faith, devil, get thee behind thee. God says that I am the righteousness of God. God says that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You're carrying the shield of faith. I'm telling you, when I moved to the Dominican Republic, like I said, Pastor Peter and I are from the same church. But in our church, we have about 70% of the church is Spanish origin, Latino or Hispano. And so God called me and my wife, and I grew up in Brooklyn in a Norwegian-Swedish background. And so when God called me to the Dominican Republic, me and my wife were in Long Island, and God called us to the mission field. We felt God called us to the mission field. Then we prayed, and we were praying for Haiti. Then we prayed for the Dominican Republic. And God spoke to us and said to us, I will make my dominion in the Dominican Republic. It will not be longer Satan's dominion. It will be my dominion. And so remember that day when God spoke to me. I got up from my sleep because I was a night watchman and slept in the day. And I went to my mirror. Where did you call me? The Dominican Republic. I don't like rice and beans. My mother-in-law is Puerto Rican. I don't like rice and beans. And also, I got a 48 in my Spanish, 48 in my Spanish Regents in high school. I don't speak Spanish. Why, God, did you call me a gringo to go to the Dominican Republic? But whenever we would pray, And God spoke to us and said, I have called you. And greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. And whenever we prayed, it broke that doubt and unbelief. And the spirit of faith, the spirit of power came upon us. And God says, you are my instrument. And I'm going to use you to bring my dominion into the Dominican Republic. So we moved to the Dominican Republic in 1993. We lived there for 6 years, and God used us to establish an apostolic network of more than 400 churches and blessed us in a powerful way. And so we did this because God spoke to us, and we had the faith to know that God's word was our shield of faith, that God spoke to us, and we knew that he was going to move no matter what lacks that we had in finances, in not being able to speak the language. And that time, yo no hablo casi ningún palabra en español. Ahora se fluye bien en ese idioma. Amen. So that time I didn't speak any Spanish. But now I preach in Spanish. I prophesy in Spanish. And God did that because that shield of faith was erected. He said, wherever you go, I will bless you. I will use you. I will do my work. I will break the powers of the enemy. I will do work of faith, a work of power, a work of my glory. And I'm speaking to people right now by the Spirit of God. I'm giving you that shield. I'm giving you that shield of faith to break. I'm giving you that shield to extinguish the darts. I'm giving you that shield to break the spirit of rejection, to break the spirit of fear, to break the spirit of depression and oppression and over you, to break the spirit of abandonment. I'm giving you the shield of faith. I'm putting it in your hands. I'm putting it in your arms. Then God has put on us the helmet of salvation. And the helmet of salvation is to protect you against blows that come in the mind. How many people know that the devil is a dirty fighter? And he comes in with thoughts. He has a train of thoughts that's just going to flow, that's just going to come upon you anytime, anywhere, to take you out of from your identity that God has put in you. But you have to put that helmet on your head. And you put that helmet on your head and you strap it on. And you speak that no one is going to take me out. In the word salvation is the same word for sanctification. It is to take you out of the finished work that God has called you to walk in. And the devil wants to take you out of your destiny, of the place where God has walked in, with thoughts. He comes with thoughts in your mind, in your will, in your emotions. But when the helmet of salvation is strapped, you're protected. And those thoughts, those arrows bounce off of your mind. And you're protected against those attacks of the evil one. Amen. And so then we have the sword. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And the sword of the Spirit is the weapon that's offensive. It's the weapon that kills the devil. It's the weapon that cuts off the devil's head. And so we come into a place where God wants us to use the sword. He wants us to use the sword and dominate our minds, dominate our emotions, dominate the thoughts that come, and to cut the powers of darkness and to assassinate and kill the devil's plans and thwart them. Amen? So when you use the sword has the ability to break and to cut chains. There are people that God says to you, you have chains. Right now the sword is cutting them. The sword is breaking them. The sword is destroying them. There's chains on you that are being broken. God spoke to me. He spoke to me about your lives. He spoke to me about your calling. He spoke to me. Strong faith, strong administration, strong knowledge of the truth, strong hearts that are yielded and committed to me. And God says that my plans will not be thwarted in your life. No matter what has happened in your past with your father, what has happened in your families, God is speaking to you, young man. My call upon your life is a mighty call of power. There's a teacher in here. And I'm speaking the strength of God. If any man will serve me, he will my Father honor. You serve the Lord. You serve me with all your heart, with all your mind. And know that I am going to do my work and my bidding in your life, says the Lord. Oof, 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 oof. There's a commissioning. There's a blessing over your life. What God has called you and established you to do for his kingdom. And he speaks it forth in Jesus' name. Finally, the shoes of the gospel of peace. God has called us to put the shoes of the gospel of peace on. And the type of shoes that the Roman soldiers used were made of nails, about 4 inches, and these nails were sharp. And so they were called to strap on the shoes on their feet. And so when the enemy would attack them, these shoes kept them in the ground against any attacks, kept them standing at peace. And so sometimes in our lives where there's hell that comes against us. There's hell, there's disaster, there's pain, there's things that come to rob your peace. Things to come to steal your peace. But when you have those shoes on, no matter what, these shoes keep you in the ground. They keep you standing. In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 11, it says that my kindness and my peace, I have a pact of kindness and peace, though the mountains come forth, though the hills go into the sea, that my peace, my loving kindness shall not be removed from you. God says that he has a pact of peace. And when you put that those shoes on, that no matter what is going on, no matter what stress, no matter what tension, no matter what oppression that you're facing, you're grounded in the sands. And my peace is not going to be taken from you. I'm telling you, as a minister, there are times where the devil has come to steal my peace. And the things having teenagers, I remember just grow that, I mean, I'm telling you, crisis has happened all the time. Things happened all the time. Things are saying, things happen with my children all the time. But when I understood, I have a covenant of peace, and it holds me in the ground when against chaos, against things that are disturbing. Some of you said, your son will never be successful. Your son has a disability. Your daughter is this. Your other child is this. But when you have those shoes on your feet, they keep you standing in the midst of every attack. And no matter what comes in your life, no matter what comes against you, those shoes will keep you in the ground, will keep you in his peace. Over every disaster, over every broken promises, over every fear, over all oppression, I will keep you in perfect peace, says the Lord. My peace will not be removed or taken from your life. And then the shoes as well is an offensive weapon. When the body of Christ is unified and we come into a place where we go out and battle together, the gospel of peace, the shoes are on our feet to break and to crush all of the attacks of the devil. The shoes we use to crush the enemy under their feet. When it says in Romans, it says that the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. It's signifying that these shoes are an offensive weapon to break confusion, to break chaos, to break fear, to break prejudice, to break pride, and to bring forth the enemies of God underneath the feet. So I'm speaking to you right now. God wants to bring his shoes upon you. He wants to bring his presence upon you. He wants to put the full armor of God on this church, that this church will come into its place, his position in the kingdom, and be the soldiers that God has called you to be. So I'm speaking to you from the Word of God. I'm speaking to you his word for you today to be strong in him. And I showed you how to be strong. Now, you're going to move in that strength. And all the powers and the principalities are going to be broken. So I believe that there's been a shifting of the atmosphere today. I believe there's been a clearing. I believe God is going to move by his power. Right now, I'm going to give it to Pastor Peter, and I'm going to begin to pray for him and his wife and the leaders and